There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another edition, MLB, DFS Quick Hits. We got your Wednesday, August 22nd edition. We have a 10-game late slate on tap. There's a 4-game early. We'll dig very slightly into the 4-game, but not much at all. Looking at your weather on the evening slate, you got wind blowing out to center in Pittsburgh between Atlanta and Pittsburgh, and blowing in from left between Philadelphia and Washington. If you're talking about your early games, you got Baltimore at Toronto, Cincinnati at Milwaukee, Minnesota at Chicago, Texas at Oakland, and Houston at Seattle. That Baltimore-Toronto game is not on the DraftKings slate. So you have Stevenson at Peralta, you have Gibson at Rodon, you have Minor at Jackson, and you have Morton at Marco Gonzalez. Charlie Morton is going to be your top guy by far on this slate. You're going to look at guys like Kyle Gibson against Chicago and Carlos Rodon against Minnesota. Those are some solid arms there. And then Edwin Jackson's been getting it done. But your totals are 9, 8.5, 9, 8.5. You're going to be looking at those Milwaukee bats versus Robert Stevenson. The Milwaukee's been hot all along. Contrarian-wise, you could go Reds versus Peralta, but also you could use Peralta as a pitcher in a GPP. That's just the kind of game you play with him. He is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But when it comes to the A's bats versus Minor, Chris Davis continues to crush the baseball. In another great spot versus a lefty at home today. Piscotty's in a great spot there. Mark Canha against the lefty's always sneaky nice. Luke Roy behind the dish. And many others. So maybe Loreno if he's in the outfield again. There's a lot to like there with Oakland. And then Houston versus Marco Gonzalez. Marco Gonzalez has been sneaky good. He could be a long shot GPP play if you want to go that way. Houston's starting to get healthy. Their bats still haven't quite woken up yet. So pick your poison there. I'd be focusing on Milwaukee and Oakland bats. That'll probably be the focus of many. And then you can look at Houston bats in that matchup. But that's where I'd look on the 4-game slate. Now to the evening slate, where we have the likes of Atlanta at Pittsburgh, total of 8. Philadelphia at Washington, total of 8.5. Cubs at Tigers, 9.5. Indians at Red Sox, 9. Royals at Rays, waiting on that total there. Yankees at Marlins, 8. Giants at Mets, 7.5. Padres at Rockies, in Coors Field, 10.5. Angels, D-backs, 8.5. Cardinals, Dodgers, 8. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 totals of 8.5 or more. So half the slate's 8.5 or more. But that's not bad compared to what we've been seeing lately. Usually I say, you know, half the slate's 9 or more or something. So 8.5 or more on those totals. Let's get into the pitching on this slate. You have four guys over $10,000. You have Jack Flaherty at 10.9, Walker Buehler at 10.4, Noah Syndergaard at 10.2, Buchholz at 10,000. With Flaherty and Buehler, they are facing off against each other. Both really, really good pitchers, both in quite the groove these days. But give me Walker Buehler at 10.4 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals, the red-hot St. Louis Cardinals, the hottest team in baseball right now, best team in the month of August. At home, Walker Buehler brings you a 2.77 ERA with a .9 whip over a K per inning, averaging 18.4 DraftKings points per start. His last few starts at Seattle, 28.5, at Colorado, 23.6, against Houston, 23.2, against Milwaukee, 24.8. He's been absolutely filthy his last four starts, looking like the guy that they were hoping he would be. Now, when you face St. Louis, the one thing you think about is not striking out much. Well, they're striking out more this year and years past, almost 22%, about 21.6% strikeout rate. And even in a great pitcher's matchup between Buehler and Flaherty, Buehler's a minus 160 home favorite, which is kind of surprising to me that's that big of a discrepancy, especially as red hot as the Cardinals are. So it's a risky play at this price point. Buehler's got a 26.5% K rate, 49% ground ball rate. Flaherty's a great GPP play as well. Like, both of them are solid. The Dodgers strike out 22% of the time. Flaherty strikes out over 30% of the batters he faces. Both in play in a GPP. I probably won't be going to either, but both are definitely in play if you plan on paying up. The lower end pitching is dreadful tonight. Really, really bad. The last few days we've had options down there. It's not great at all tonight. But Flaherty, Buehler, both in play. I'm going to go Buehler just because he's at home against this Cardinals team. But that's where I'll be sending my flag on that one. Noah Syndergaard at $10,200 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Thor is coming off a horrific start of 8.2 points, 5 and 2-thirds, 4 earned, 5 Ks at Philly. But prior to that, 22.4, 16.9, 13.6 since his return from the DL. It's not been great by any means. Can't sugarcoat that at all. And he's having some issues. And Nick Pollock on the pitcher's list broke it down really well. His sinker is not really sinking. And it's not, he's leaving a sinker high in the zone, which is not what you want to be doing. And then him and Paul Spoor on their fireside chat on Sunday went really deep into it. Really good stuff on breaking down why Thor, who has electric stuff, a 14.4% swinging strike rate, is electric. He walks 5% of the guys he faces. Hard contact of only 21%. Ground ball rate of 49.5. K percentage of 24.5. Electric. He struggles because he just can't seem to get his stuff figured out. So we look at the likes of the Giants, who strike out 23.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And if the good Thor shows up, this is a 30-plus point night. The Giants have a 3.25 team total. Lefties 273, righties 282, Giants 302 wOBA, and a dreadful 139 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So all things on paper, this is like a get-right night for Noah Syndergaard. Still, he has to execute. He struggled against that. But when he faced Miami, when he got that 24-plus point game, he's got that tremendous upside. This kind of has that Zach Wheeler feeling, even though Wheeler's pitching better these days more consistently. I'm going Syndergaard at 10-2. He is my guy that I'm really liking up here at this price point. I think he'll be the chalkiest up here because everyone wants to pick on the Giants these days, and rightfully so. But Noah Syndergaard at 10-2 is the guy I'm looking at. The other guy up here at 10K, people laughed when he was, let's see, what was the grand total? 9,500 last week. We were all over him here at Quick Hits. I said, do not be scared of Cletus, Clay Buchholz, at 9,500 bucks at San Diego. That is a phenomenal matchup. And what did Cletus do? I just threw a complete game. 9 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 33.8 DraftKings points. He had 13-8 prior to that, 24-1, 19-4, 22-24. Like, in reality, everyone listening, we've seen the grind that is daily fantasy baseball. And we've seen how, with the pitchers these days, if you can get, you know, 18, 19, 20-plus points, you have that kind of comfort zone. And obviously, it won't happen every night, but Cletus gives you that. That is worth $10,000 these days, because it's hard to find that elite pitcher that goes out there. There's not a Scherzer every night that goes out there and gets you 35 points. Chris Sale's on the DL. Kluber's been a hiccup of late. Clay Buchholz is $10,000 at home with the humidor. He's been very good at home this year. He's facing the Los Angeles of Angels of Anaheim team that strikes out 20.5% of the time. He's a minus 195 home favorite. He strikes out 21% of the guys he faces. And the biggest thing I want to mention, they lose their DH, Trout's out, and now Justin Upton's out. Does that mean that they can't get to Cletus? No, of course they can. There's no sugarcoating that. But they have a 3.5 team total. Lefties 272, righties 376. Clay Buchholz to 10,000. No one's going to pay for him. No one paid for him last time in an even better matchup for cheaper. No one's paying for him at $10,000. They will go 10-2 to Noah Syndergaard. I will put my Lance Armstrong's left nut on that. Like, it is happening. Noah Syndergaard will be higher owned. Everyone will want to go there over Clay Buchholz at $10,000. Clay's in a great spot. If he struggles tonight, so be it. In a GPP, that is the play to make out of this 10K and above range. So for me, it's Clay Buchholz, Thor, and then the Buehler Flaherty. It's pretty much a dealer's choice. I like Buehler being at home, but both really, really good options there. But give me the Buchholz, give me the Thor, give me the Buehler. Let's go below 10K. Now we drop below the 10K, where it gets a little more interesting. Steven Strasburg returning from the DL. I'll pass on that one. I got to see what he's got there. Carlos Carrasco, he's been much, much better on the road than at home, I believe, before I completely speak out of turn. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah, much, much better than his entire career. On the road and at home, he's at Boston. Boston's been getting shut down by Cleveland. If you want to be super contrarian, you can go there. I'll pass. Zach Eflin could be a GPP play at 86 versus Washington. As the Washington bat struggles, Zach Eflin's been actually pretty decent. I get it. But give me John Lester at $8,200. This is a guy I've been very up and down on all year. But he's been much better on the road at 3.18 ERA compared to 4.23 at home. And more importantly, he's going up against the Detroit Tigers. Yes, Lester has been dreadful of late. He's coming off a 30-plus point performance. But prior to that, 5 points or less, even negative numbers in those matchups. Facing a Detroit team at 21% K rate, Lester's got everything in the right peripherals there. And Detroit has a team total of 4.2. Lefties 369, righties 365. But a 309 wOBA and a dreadful 144 ISO versus left-handed pitching makes John Lester an option tonight at $8,200. When you drop below that, you got Julio Teheran, 8,100 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is another interesting spot here. Julio's pitched better at home than on the road, surprisingly. But this is kind of that stability thing. Like we talked about with Cletus at 10K, Julio at 81, 22.8, 19.9, 13.4, 12.5. He had a hiccup at Miami for some reason. But then 26-1, 19-4, 15-9, 23-1. That's just stability. In 8 of his last 9 starts, basically 13 or more points. 7 of his last 9, 16 or more points. He's $8,100 against the Pittsburgh Pirates team. We saw Kevin Gausman absolutely deal yesterday. Absolutely deal for $1,000 cheaper. Teheran in the Pirates, 20% K rate. Teheran strikes out 22%. His bugaboo forever has been walks, and he's got a 12% walk rate this year. So if he can control that, he could be in for a little nice night for you here. Pirates at 4.05 team total, lefties 372, righties 319. So Teheran at 81 could be another interesting mid-tier play for you. I think one of the popular ones here is going to be Loretta Lance Lynn at $8,000 at the Miami Marlins. Tanaka looked okay last night, didn't get as deep into the game because of the, you know, National League pitch hitters. Didn't get quite as many points as he wanted, but still pitched very, very well. If it was in the AL, he probably would have got you that 20-plus points. But that's the way it works, and you got to worry about that with Lance Lynn tonight, $8,000. Coming off a really rocky start against Toronto, but prior to that, 20.5, 36.7, 16.8 with his time with the Yankees here. We know Miami can scuffle quite a bit. They have a lot of youngsters playing for him, so they got that pesky aspect, but at the same time, issues. They strike out 22.5% of the time. Loretta is a minus 170 road favorite. Again, his problem, like Teheran, a 12.5% walk rate, but nearly a 50% ground ball rate to go with a 23% strikeout rate. The Marlins have the second lowest team total at 3.4. Lefties 367, righties 293, and then a 294 wOBA, 123 ISO. Not good at all. So Lance Lynn at 8,000, I think, is going to be a popular one down here, and rightfully so. Like I could see a lot of Noah Syndergaard, Lance Lynn combinations tonight. But if you go Buckholz Lynn, you'll be different. Something to think about there. Last guy down here, if you want to be really different, and I know people are probably saying, you said Tyler Anderson last night. He did pitch well. He got the strikeouts. Just gave a couple too many runs, but still pitched pretty darn well for Coors Field at $6,900. And no one owned him. Like I said, that's the gamble you take in a GPP. You're not playing Coors Field pitchers in cash games. Simple. John Gray at $7,800. Give me the Johnny Gray. Since his return from the his little stint has been amazing. At home, 18 DraftKings points on average. Versus San Diego, he's faced him 3 times this year. He's averaging 23.5 points per game against the Padres. His last start out at Atlanta, 23-6. Struggled against the Dodgers, 6.2. Then 28-4, 22-9. At home against Houston for 24. At home against Seattle for 26.9. So since his return, besides one bad start against the Dodgers, he has been 23 or more DraftKings points in, what was that, 5 of 6 starts. He's been outstanding, and that's some good matchups he's had there in some decent ballparks. San Diego strikes out 26% of the time. John Gray, check this out, for a $7,800 pitcher, a minus 240 favorite. Pretty darn good. He strikes out 28% of the batters he faces with a 48% ground ball rate, almost a 14% swinging strike rate. Even in Coors Field, the Padres have a 4.1 team total. That's less than... That is... I'm going to actually count this for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8. It's the 8th lowest total. There's 20 totals on the slate. A Coors Field total. John Gray, $7,800 to play, folks. Get your popcorn ready. Sean Gray. So when you look at this 8K range, you know, I'm looking at, I like Sean Gray probably the best, but I'm a GPP gambler like that. That's what I like. But if you want to be kind of playing it safe, you go Lance Lynn, you go Lester, you go Tay Heron, and then you go to John Gray. But if you want to roll those dice, give me the John Gray. Give me a Buchholz-Gray combo. Big fan. Like it a lot. Now you drop below 6K, it sucks. It really sucks. The only guy I'm really looking at here, you could go Trevor Richards against the Yankees, no DH, hoping they continue to scuffle at $5,800. I can see that in a GPP. Or the other guy I'm looking at here is Casey Kelly of the San Francisco Giants, $5,000. Not great. He's coming off a spot start in Cincinnati. We're at 4 2/3, 9 hits, 1 earned, but only 2 Ks for 5.8 points. He's not a big strikeout guy, and that's his thing. If he's striking guys out, you're gold. Against Pittsburgh on the 11th of August, he had 5 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 3 Ks for 16.1. That's the upside you have, and that's kind of what you're shooting for $5,000. It is the Mets team that can be sneaky. I was all over Tyler O'Neill a lot yesterday. Talked about it a lot in the Slack chat. He got you 20 points. He's batting second. Amad Rosario's batting leadoff, playing well. The Mets have a 4.2 team total, middle of the pack tonight. Lefty's 326, righty's 251. They have a 313 wOBA, 164 ISO. Nothing scary there. So if you need to punt with Kelly at 5K, you rock that way. Otherwise, you pay up and you save some money on some bats and you see how you can make it work. So recapping your pitching. Up top, I got Buchholz, Thor, Buehler. Down below, I prefer John Gray one, but if you want to play it safer, you go Lynn, Lester, Tejeron, Gray. And then Kelly's the only punt I'm looking at here. Let's get into the bats. And before we do so, I got to talk to you about Draft. It's a big sponsor for us. It really helps the show out. So if you like Draft or you haven't used Draft and you want to try Draft, it's a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafting, just the way you like it. And if you like NFL best balls, it is phenomenal. We got PGA coming up. FedEx Cup playoffs start this week with the Northern Trust. And they got golf covered on Draft. They have baseball, basketball, hockey, football, the works. And when you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports. You'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. If you want to play it in best ball, you play it in best ball. If you want to play it in something else, you play it there. But that's all you got to do. Promo code SDSports really helps the podcast out. We'd really appreciate it. So go check it out. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Great way to play fantasy sports. Now let's go to those bats we've been talking about at the catcher's position. You got Yan Gomes versus Brian Johnson at $4,200. Great. Gomes had another big night last night. Went to Ding Dong City. Had 3 hits for you. So look at Yanni Gomes at $4,200 if you're paying up. If you aren't paying up, though, you go to the likes like a Salvi Perez at $3,900 against Stanek and then the Tampa Bay bullpen. A Chris Iannetta and Coors at $3,800. He went deep yesterday in another really good spot here versus Knicks, who's not really good at pitching. Really not that great. The farther down you look, though, maybe an Alex Avila versus Despaigne. Lefties have always gotten to Despaigne in his career. So Alex Avila at 34 could be a guy. Briseño, probably not going there tonight. Farther down you look, you could look at the likes of if Roberto Perez is catching for Cleveland, he's 3,100 versus Johnson. I do like a little Michael Perez at Tampa Bay, 3,100 versus Jacob Junis, Mr. Home Run Junis. Tampa Bay will be one of those teams we take a look at tonight. They'll fly a little under the radar, more than they should. They have a team total of... Why can't I read? Oh, we're waiting on it. That's why. They don't have a team total yet, but lefty's 344, righty's 342 off Jacob Junis. So a Michael Perez at 31 and some other Rays could be sneaky nice. If you aren't using Lester, like a James McCann at 3,100 versus Lester is worth a look. McCann does hit lefties really, really well in his career, so keep an eye on that one. And other than that, it's going to be a bleak night. Maybe Jeff Mathis at 27 can be there. Sandy Leone at 27 versus Carrasco. Check your lineups and see what else pops up for you at the catcher's position. But pretty depleted core this evening. Going over to first base, you got Goldie at 55 is always intriguing against Despaigne. Freeman at 51 is not bad. But you got Hosmer and Coors. Carpenter against Buehler, tough matchups there for sure. Max Muncy versus Flaherty, another tough matchup. Those could be GPP-type plays, but they're tricky. So maybe you save some money at the position. You go to like an Ian Desmond against Knicks at 4,600. Obviously, the Rockies have the highest total at 6.4. Lefty's 441, righty's 385. The Rockies let a lot of people down last night. I'd be surprised if they let people down tonight. Knicks is that bad, but so is Erland, so you never know. But maybe the Rockies are in a massive funk, but this is a great spot for them to get right tonight. Got Rizzo versus Liriano. Rizzo went deep yesterday. I told you that price was just too cheap. He went to Ding Dong City. He's in play at 44 versus Liriano. You go CJ Cronvis Junis if you want at 42 as well. When you slide on down a little farther, though, you look at the likes of like a Greg Bird at 3,900 versus Trevor Richards. That could be interesting in a GPP. Wilmer Flores versus Kelly at 37 is another kind of cheapie you could look at there in that matchup. Jake Bowers is 3,500 versus Junis. How that price has dropped massively. First base outfield eligible. He's only averaging 2.1 his last 10. So really, really struggling at 3,500. So that's why that price is dropping. Maybe just let the kid ride it out. He's having one of those funky times as a youngster. But other than that, that's about all we got at the first base position. Second base, Javi Baez at 5K is outstanding versus Francisco Liriano. Absolutely love it. Cubs have a 5.3 team total. Lefties 309. Righties against Francisco Liriano, 398. That is pretty, pretty good. So Javi Baez, second base shortstop at 5K, is a very, very solid play this evening. Going on down a little farther, though, you know, like a switch hitting Benny Zobrist and Ozzie Albies at 4,400. On last night's edition of Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, we talked about some fantasy stuff. When Ozzie Albies came in the conversation, he's been bad, boys and girls. Bad, bad, bad compared to the way he started out. Still good for daily fantasy in the right matchups, but season long, he's killing some teams right now. Slide on down to like the 4K range. You got a switch hit, Nico Goodrum at 4K. Could be in play for you. Adam Frazier versus Tate Heron if he's towards the top of the order at 39. I can see that. But I like me some Joey Wendell. Joey Wendell at 3,800 bucks in the middle of that order is a solid looking play for me. And Jeff McNeil at 37, I like that quite a bit as well. I mentioned coming off a big game. So, you know, Wendell, McNeil, those are two of the guys I'd be looking at the second base spot if you're not paying up all the way to the top. David Fletcher, second base, third base for Anaheim. If you're fading Buchholz or has won a one-off at 3,300, you could look that way as well. Going over to the third base position, you got Jose Ramirez against Brian Johnson at 6K is outstanding. That's a great play. Arenado versus Knicks at 54 is a great play as well. Both phenomenal, phenomenal plays for you there. Eduardo Escobar, very intriguing at 4,900 versus Despondi. I mentioned Carpenter already, mentioned Muncy already. Both in tough, tough spots. If you slide on down, like the Todd Father, Todd Frazier's 4,200 versus Kelly. If you are fading the kid, you can go there. Todd Father's averaging 9.6 his last 10. His last three haven't been so great, but prior to that was crushing it. And when you look at the Mets, they have a 4.2 team total. Lefties, again, 326, righties, 251. So you could look there if you want to be contrarian. You could also look at Johan Camargo at 4K versus Trevor Williams. Camargo, third base shortstop eligible. The Braves, when you break them down, have a 14 total. Lefties, 335, righties, 327 versus Trevor Williams. Farther down, you look to like an Anthony Rendon at 3,900 bucks, really cheap for Zach Eflin. Eflin's been better, but the Nats do have a 4.8 team total. Lefties 350, righties 272. I like Rendon quite a bit in this matchup. If you're stacking, he's coming off 18 points last night. 18-0-0, but then a 12-8-7-7-14. Very good ball player for 3,900 bucks. It's kind of cheap for him, so I don't hate it at all. If Yandy Diaz gets to start at third base for the Indians, he's 3,900 bucks versus Brian Johnson. Could be another GPP type play for you there. Other than that, like a Colin Moran at 37 could be in play. Brian Anderson versus Loretta Lynn, third base outfield eligible at 3,600 is another cheapie you could look at. David Fletcher, talked about him. Taylor Ward of Anaheim at 33 for Buchholz is also another cheapie you could take a peek at. Going to shortstop, you got Lindor at 57, definitely in play, hits lefties very, very well. Trevor Story at 53 is worth a look. Javi Baez at 5K is the one I like the most up here. I like him a lot. Manny Machado at 47 is very interesting in his matchup as well. But going down farther, you got the likes of Freddy Galvis at 41 in Coors. If you aren't using Gray, I could see that. Yoan Camargo at 4K, talked about him already. Amed Rosario leading offers. Kelly at 39, I do like as a little savings for you. Willie Adames at 38 is not bad either at that price point against Jacob Junis. Sliding down even farther, it gets really bleak quickly at the position. Like, literally, nothing. Alcides Escobar at 3K if you want to punt. See what the lineups come out with, because, wow, that dropped off fast. After Amed Rosario, it dropped off really fast. So, shortstop, maybe pay up or Amed it. Now, going to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts against Carrasco, which is interesting, but Acuna Jr. at 57 I do like a lot. David Peralta, I told you to play him yesterday. In a phenomenal spot, went to Ding Dong City. Tonight's spot I like a lot. It's not as good because Despondi's sinker is working and he's a little tricky, but lefties do crush him. Peralta's in another great spot tonight. He's a straight fire right now. So 5,500 for Peralta is a great play. But Blackman and Cargill at 54 and 53 versus Knicks and Coors is outstanding. The fact that they're they're number 6 and 7 outfielder price-wise tonight is silly to me. And you get David Dahl at 52 as well. Those three outfielders against Knicks, big things tonight. Especially Blackman. I like Blackman a lot and Cargill. Those two guys, money, 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 money. Like that quite a bit. Bryce Harper in your GPP is always worth a look. AJ Pollock as well at 51 could be in play for you. Will Myers and Coors at 49 is okay. Aaron Hicks at $4,800 versus Trevor Richards is very interesting in his matchup there. Nick Castellanos versus Lester. If you're not using Lester, Castellanos at 46, definitely on the radar tonight. Farther down you look, though, like a switch hitting maybe. Is he still switch hitting at his age? He might not be. Yeah, he is. Melky Cabrera is straight fire. He's averaging 12.3 his last 10, 24 last night, 17, 20 in his last three. $4,300 versus Johnson. I like that at that price point there. Had a little bit of him last night. Michael Conforto at 43 could be a play for you versus Kelly as well. Greg Allen, if he's leading off, it sucks. He's switch hitting, so leading off at $4,200. He's another play versus Brian Johnson. 12 points last night, averaging 10.2 his last 10. He gets on and runs, and the Indians have a 4.6 team total. Lefty's 267, but righty's 348. They got a lot of good switch hitters in that Indians order, so definitely a play tonight versus Brian Johnson. Juan Soto versus Eflin at $4,100 is some nice value for you there. Albert Amora Jr. is a guy we like to play against lefties. He's $4,100 versus Francisco Liriano, so another nice kind of play you could look at there. Nico Goodrum at 4K, mentioned him. Jock Jams in a GPP versus Flaherty at 4K. I can understand that play as well. Corey Dickerson versus Tejeron is very nice at 4K too. Cole Calhoun, if you're not using Buchholz at 39, does give you some value. If Buchholz struggles, Calhoun should be in for a decent day at the dish, but I'm not running to play that. Derek Dietrich at 38 versus Lance Lynn's another cheap outfielder you can take a peek at. A little farther down the list, like a Marcelo Zuna, if you're fading Buehler at 37, is in play for you. Always a GPP-relevant play. We talk about that over and over again with him. The farther down we look, it gets a little bigger. Like Jake Bowers again at 35, Kiermaier at 35, see where they're hitting in the order. But like Ortega of Miami, we talked about him leading off, $3,500. He had five more points last night, averaging 9.1 his last 10. At $3,500 versus Lynn, not a bad punt play in the outfield. You can definitely look that direction. Austin Dean of Miami, he's $3,400, had really good numbers in the minors, hitting the ball well. He went deep yesterday for 14 points. He's got 14, 14, 6, 14 in his last four games. He's been up for five games. He had a zero his first game, then 14, 14, 6, 14. The kid can hit, and he's $3,400 versus Lance Lynn. So take a peek at that one. Big, big power bat there for the Marlins and Austin Dean at 34. Other than that, it's one of those kind of check your lineup deals. See what pops up. You know, you got the big power bats and Coors. You can check some value there. Franmil Reyes, $3,100. He can't possibly be $3,100 in Coors. This is ridiculous. Yeah, he's still $3,100 in Coors. That is crazy. I know he strikes. It's boom or bust, but put that guy in Coors Field. He could put one 600 feet. That's a bomb bay city. So check your lineups. See what else pops up for you when you're breaking it all down. Recapping your pitching real quick, you got up top Buchholz, Thor, Buehler. If you want to go Flaherty, I don't hate it at all. It's just kind of a preference thing. Down below, I like John in the 7 and 8K range. Give me John Gray 1, but if you want to play it safe, it's Lynn, Lester, Tejeron, Gray. And then when you look at the bottom, it's Kelly, but it's really not pretty to begin with. Obviously, Colorado is the top play of the evening. You definitely want to go that way. The Cubs versus Liriano, right-handed bats, very potent there. The D-backs versus Espania, lefties 360, righties 355. D-backs could be in for a big, big night. The Yankees versus Richards. I do like those right-handed Indians bats quite a bit versus Brian Johnson. I think those will get slept on a little bit there, so I like that a lot. And then if you want to get weird, you can get weird with some lower guys indeed. And check out the Slack chat, guys. Ask all the questions you want. We're there to help and make it happen. We'll do your BVP for the entire day if you're playing the early and the late slate. Jose Abreu's out for a while, so we're not going to talk about him. Not much standing out here. Eric Thames, two homers off Stevenson, two for two with two homers. Johnny Luque, 5 for 11, two doubles and a homer. Kana and Lowry have homered off a minor. Beltre, 7 for 16, two doubles off Edwin. Chu, 11 for 33, three doubles. Trinos with a homer. Denard Span, 6 for 13 with a double and a triple off of Morton. Getting into the evening slate now. Franco 6-for-20 with a homer off Strasburg. Justin Bour 6-for-22 with a homer. Asdrubal Cabrera 2 homers. Cesar Hernandez 8-for-28 with 2 doubles. The Phillies could be interesting because if Strasburg's not healthy or completely back from the DL, they'll be a low-owned GPP beauty. But it's risky, but it could be interesting. Again, if Adam Frazier's in a good spot, that order for Pittsburgh reasonably priced. He's 2-for-4 with a homer off Teheran. Small sample, of course. Mitch Moreland 5-for-14 with a double and 3 home runs off Carrasco. Holt's taking him deep. JD Martinez 9-for-25, 2 doubles and 2 homers. JBJ's taking him deep as well. So some good numbers for the Bo Sox versus Carrasco. Nick Castellanos, I told you I liked him a lot. If you're not using Lester, he's 5-for-9 with 3 home runs off Lester. I like that quite a bit. Jason Hayward 6-for-17 with a triple off Liriano. Boat, Contreras, and Addison Russell and Anthony Rizzo have all taken Liriano deep. Starling Castro 14-for-38, 3 doubles and a triple off of Lance Lynn. That's interesting to keep in mind there. Some ownership there. Will Myers 8-for-23, 2 doubles and a homer off Gray. AJ Ellis, Spangenberg of homered off of Gray. David Peralta, if it didn't need any more advice, he's 7-for-16 with a double, triple, and a homer off of Despaigne. Goldie's taking him deep as well. Albert Pujols 7-for-18, 2 doubles and 2 homers off Buchholz. And that'll do it for your BVP. And that'll do it for Quick Hits. It's an interesting 10-game slate. You got that 4-game early to go check out. Lots going on at The Sports Degens. Go check us out on Twitter at The Sports Degens, thesportsdegens.com. We got golf this week. We got the always pressing PGA DFS podcast for the Northern Trust. Jesse's got his picks out for the Northern Trust. We'll have OAD and much, much more. We got some good articles. A new member of the Scobie Snacks broke in on Trevor's story. Is he an early pick in 2019? Very good question there. A lot of other good stuff coming down the pipeline. We got fantasy football stuff covered for you with Coop Fiasco, Ben, and Jay Coop. A lot going on there. We got some more DFS NFL stuff coming down the line, including the return of the 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast tonight with myself and James. So go check that out. Recorded Around the Bases last night with Bubba and Mo, episode 77. Recorded Bench with Bubba, episode 116 with Brandon Myers of Razzball. Talking deep, deep wide receivers. Go check it all out. Tons of great stuff for your sports, fantasy, and regular sports pleasure. But go check out Draft and Draft.com. Use promo code SD Sports. Give us a rating and review. We much, much appreciate it. And if you're playing NFL DFS this year, go check out the Quant Edge. If you want 15% off their package deal, use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED. Go check that out. Really good stuff there. But good luck tonight on your 10-game slate. I'll be back with you tomorrow. This was Benched with, or this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 22nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.